We're not moving too far away from Wexford, as our next guest will let you know. But we have, because we have a guest who's going to take part in Fla Cuil na hÉireann Gabhaíle is a Fiche Cathair, which is obviously kicking off. Now, they have been preparing for months, and there are 1,000 volunteers stepping out to welcome 15,000 musicians with an expected 500,000 visitors. Well, some events are ticketed, and you can find out about those on flacuil.ie. The beauty of the Fla is that the music is to be found on every street corner, and you don't need a ticket or even an invitation to listen or to join in a session. And among the crowds will be one young farmer from the host county itself. Owen Doyle farms with his father Tim near New Ross. So it is absolutely lovely to have you in studio, and you're going to do some banjo playing for us, I think. But first of all, first and foremost, most important question, who's milking the cows?
My father is stuck with that job now at home today. So
we better shout out to all the parents out there who are potentially milking cows while everyone heads off to the Fla. But I guess, what got you into the banjo playing in the first place?
I suppose I started off playing music. I took inspiration from my older cousin who started playing first. I started with Tin Whistle and then moved on to the flute and the bow on, and I always kind of had a grow for the banjo, so I decided to learn that then.
And there's lots of talk about cows loving to hear a bit of Mozart in the morning when they're being milked. How do they feel about the banjo?
I never tried it for them yet, no, but maybe they like it. If they milk well, I'll play it for them.
And Pat, obviously you're a Wexford man as well. What does the Fla mean to Wexford?
Oh, we're so excited. The county, it's already started. The fringe events have been going on the last few days. We had the Fla in Enniscorthy in 99 and 2000, and my own kids took part in the Fla as part of a marching band up in Cavan some years ago. So it's an incredible event. The whole community are just taken over by it, and we can't wait to welcome the whole of Ireland and people from all over the world.
Yeah, I understand, Owen, you're an only child, so it was a cousin who inspired you to take up some musical instruments.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I suppose he was kind of who I was looking up to at the time, and he was my older than me, so I suppose that's what got me into it, and kind of went from there then and went for lessons. And we, two of us, went to the Joe Mooney School together in Drumshambo, so I really got to learn it there. It's kind of a social thing as well, and I got going. Then I attend Willie Clancy Week as well, so that's how I keep playing and keep interested.
What does the Fla mean to you? What's the atmosphere like when people go there? Sell it to people now. Yeah, why should they come?
From the second you walk down the first street, the buzz is incredible. From everything, you don't have to be at the ticketed events, just people playing on the street. The buzz of music is in your ear from the second you get in any distance within Wexford, so it's brilliant and it's great for the town.
Brilliant, so definitely people should check it out. I'm going to give you a minute to get sorted, and I'm just going to say my last couple of lines here. So I will just thank everyone, all our guests this morning, including yourself, Owen, and whether you're at home or in the car or just in from milking, thank you very much for listening. Now, our sound engineer was James Feeney, our BCO was Miss Bruton, and today's programme was produced by Eileen Heron. Big Fla Cuil na hÉireann ag Tosnú Amach, Lough Garman, with a gig in the afternoon on the gig rig and the traditional ecumenical blessing of the instruments at St. Iberius Church. Then the week builds to a crescendo next weekend. RT Radio 1 will of course be there with Kayleigh House, Louise Duffy, John Creedon, and you can check out all of the details on flacuil.ie. You can hear my documentary also about children who were fostered on farms in the last century. It's called Farmed Out and is on Monday at 12:30 p.m. But until I speak to you again this time next week on Country Countrywide, this is The Black Frog and The Sanctuary, played by Owen Doyle.